Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
As we approach the end of the year, many of us are looking back on the year that was 2024. For Matt Wild, this time of year means re-listening to a lot of local music. Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record, and every month, Wild joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to share some of the best new music from local artists. This month, they're looking back at some of the best songs of the year.
Now we're going to look at a few songs, all from different genres, I would say. We're starting off with a group that, there are a few bands on here that are pretty un-Googleable. And this yes. is chief among them. If you try to Google Night Crickets without the context.
Without the word band or band. Music. Yeah, you're going to come up with some crickets.
Some crickets, which, by the by, music of its own, but not quite
yes.
the same.
So, yes, as you said, this is the Night Crickets, a Milwaukee, a band with Milwaukee ties. It is a band that got together a few years ago, kind of during the pandemic. It's a long-distance band, and it's something of a super group, if you will. Its members include David J. He is from the great band Bauhaus and Love and Rockets back in the day. Joining him is his manager, I believe, Darwin Miners. And the Milwaukee tie here is local drummer and Violent Femmes co-founding original drummer Victor DeLorenzo, the great Victor DeLorenzo. He's playing drums with the Night Crickets. Now, like I said, they got together a few years ago during the pandemic, did this long distance, you know, sending files back and forth, put together a fantastic record a few years ago called A Free Society. And this year they followed it up with, I think, an even better record. It's called How It Ends? It is very apropos for our times. It is, and especially the song we're going to be listening to, which I just love this song. It is called Should Be Heaven. It's got this vibe that all the other songs have, this kind of jazzy, kind of cool cat vibe. And it's a song about, boy, we should have something better than all this, but we don't. And we're kind of stuck with what we have here in this crazy world that we call home. I really like this song. I really like this band. It's great to hear Victor DeLorenzo on this record. It's also, I should mention, the only Milwaukee band and record that has a spoken word cameo from the great Willem Dafoe. He also appears on this record, an old friend of Victor DeLorenzo from their Theater X days. So Willem Dafoe's on this record as well. So this is the Night Crickets and Should Be Heaven.
Should Be Heaven by Night Crickets. The next song we're going to look at is definitely a different genre. I would say alt country. It definitely has that kind of lilting guitar that we associate with the genre.
Absolutely. This is the fantastic new song that the great Ellie Jackson put out this year, and it's called China Lights. Now, I believe we talked about Ellie before. Maybe last year she put out a pair of fantastic songs last year called Dinner with a Friend and Dream Girl. Those were some of my favorite Milwaukee songs of 2023. And now here comes Ellie again with China Lights, one of my favorite songs of 2024. Ellie is just one of these people that if you throw a stone in Milwaukee and hit a venue, she is probably playing there, either by herself or with other groups and other artists, people like Kaylee Conway, she's often playing with, people like Maximiano, playing with them. And she is just fantastic, and it's all too rare that we hear just a straight-up Ellie Jackson tune. And I really, really love this new one that she put out, China Lights. It is a very somber, I think you're very right, kind of an alt-country sound. The song she put out last year, very upbeat and poppy. This one, very, very somber. It's kind of this sad, I guess it reads to me as a breakup song, that kind of set against the backdrop of the China Lights, the great China Lights that everyone loves and enjoys. And here she is writing this very sad song about it. Really, really like this song. A beautiful song. It's Ellie Jackson with China Lights.
I wish I was mad. Wish I tore the mirror from the frame. If I was a different kind of woman, I would have changed. I wish I had listened. Everything I knew inside. If you were a different kind of man, you would have tried.
China Lights by Ellie Jackson. I can't remember if we've spoken about the next group. I will say, the genre switch here is now to rap. It sounds a bit like Atmosphere, that group out of Minneapolis. Similar beats, use of samples, but it does feel very unique still to this group.
Absolutely. This is the latest record and a song from the great Blacks. Back in Another Life, Blacks was one of the co-founders of Milwaukee's Fresh Cut Collective. So that definitely ties back to that kind of 90s and aughts kind of hip-hop sound. And for a number of years now, I don't know how long, but quite a few records and everything, Blacks has been out on his own, putting out some really fantastic music. He put out a great record this year called Blaxploitation. It's a fantastic record front to back. The song that I chose from that record, and one of my favorites, is a pretty heartbreaking song. It's called Teenager, and it is sadly about maybe just one of the worst things you could imagine. Back in 2018, Blacks lost a son, lost a child at a very young age, and this is a song that he's writing to his son, kind of imagining him growing up to be the teenager he sadly did not grow up to be. It is, like I said, an absolutely heartbreaking song. However, it is it's listening to the track, it's very uplifting. It's I don't want to say positive, but it's not a sad, somber song. It's a song that's full of life. A terrible story behind it, but a beautiful, beautiful song and a beautiful, beautiful record from Blacks. The name of the record is Blaxploitation, and the name of the song we'll be listening to is Teenager.
Congratulations, Uncle Chris, for winning Defensive Player of the Year. That's so nice.
the strangest. As time ranges, life changes. No walking around aimless to wondering what the aim is. Live it up and live shameless, or die in bondage, awaiting arraignment. It's all mental, the youth dying to live famous. But what's the base to that when your soul is what the claim is? And I imagine I'd have grandkids and kick it with my son in old age and share a couple beers. Well, that's not my life story. Your petty antics bore me. From now forth, I pursue it with glory. Lift 50 shots and pour 40s. I make rap music for the broke and all the poor shorties.
As I tend to this land and this garden of mine, where all these flowers grow, I germinate the soul with the seed in these life and times. So all those who follow me know, and though we all sinners in this land, spill blood on our hands, lost looking for a savior. Reminiscing some regretting of the past, only longing to be a teenager. Dreaming when I wrote this, watch me if I dream too loud. Still see your face in the...
Teenager by Blacks. The final song we're looking at, I would call this a real rock song. It reminds me a bit of like OK Go, those kinds of bands that are, I don't really know how else to describe them except being rock. This is rock.
Yeah, this is just to me, yeah, it's just like indie rock right down the middle and done so, so well. This is one of my favorite groups of the year, a new group, new Milwaukee group. And one of my favorite songs from them this year. And I know we've talked about it before earlier this year, but I had to bring this one up because I love it so much. The group is Known Moons, and the song is Simultaneous Highs. Simultaneous? There, I said it. It's one of those words I have trouble saying for some reason. I love this song so much. I love this group. I've seen them a bunch of times live throughout the year. Fantastic. They put on a great set at the Bayview Bash, as I recall. And this is a record they put out, kind of an EP, six songs or so. It's called Everything Is, dot, dot, dot. It's one of those where it's just like, I don't know even what to say about it that much other than I love it, I love it, I love it. The song is fantastic. I think I said before when we talked about it, it does kind of give me some early Promise Ring vibes, but I don't know. I love it. And there's a timpani in this song, which... why not? Let's toss that in there. I love that. So Known Moons, Simultaneous Highs from their record, Everything Is, probably my favorite group and favorite song of 2024.
Simultaneous Highs by Known Moons. Well, Matt Wild, as always, thank you for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me.
Matt Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record. Every month, he joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about some of the best new music from local bands. At WUWM.com, you can find all of their conversations from 2024.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.